The Secretary of State announced today that the People's Veto campaign to overturn a law that would eventually repeal Maine's ranked choice voting system has qualified for the June ballot. Now, there have been a lot of twists and turns in this story since voters approved ranked choice in 2016. Political correspondent Steve Missler is here to help us understand this new development and how it will affect the June primary and the November election. Steve, let's start with today's news, which, if I understand, means that people who vote in the June primary election will not only be deciding the future of ranked choice voting, they'll also be using it for the first time. Is that right?
Yeah, you nailed it. It's basically they'll be testing the law for the very first time. This is a landmark law, first in the nation law for ranked choice voting. They'll be testing it, and they'll also be determining whether or not they want to keep it. And of course, the state election officials will have to get the ranked choice voting system up and running before June 12th, which is not going to be a small feat, and they're going to need about $1 million potentially to do that. But it might be helpful to explain how we got here, right? So voters approved the ranked choice voting overhaul in 2016 for all statewide races, gubernatorial, congressional, and legislative. But shortly thereafter, the Maine Supreme Judicial Court said that part of the law is unconstitutional, part of it meaning gubernatorial contests that take place in November. The Constitution says governors need to be selected by a plurality of voters or the most votes, whereas ranked choice voting is designed to that the winner gets a majority. Now, the ruling provided the political cover to ignore the law and eventually repeal it, which is essentially what the legislature did in the fall, and that's what the people's veto seeks to overturn.
Okay, so the legislature enacts this law that delays implementation of ranked choice and then repeals it by 2021. But doesn't the law also say something about a constitutional amendment that would address the Supreme Court's concerns?
Yeah, it does. It basically gives future legislatures the opportunity to pass a constitutional amendment that would bring ranked choice voting into full constitutional compliance. Such an amendment would need to be ratified by voters. That's the way we amend the Maine Constitution. But there's never been enough votes in the legislature to pass a constitutional amendment for ranked choice voting. That's partially why the legislature passed this law that would repeal the system eventually. And another reason is that there are just some people who just lawmakers who just don't want ranked choice voting to replace the current plurality system that we have.
So in June, voters will be deciding if they want to overturn this law that repeals ranked choice. If they do that, does that then mean voters who vote in November will be using ranked choice to elect the state's next governor?
No, they will be using to elect three of Maine's congressional delegation. That includes the seat currently held by U.S. Senator Angus King, and the House seats held by Democrat Shelley Pingree and Republican Bruce Poliquin. The RCV system won't be implemented for legislative or governor's races. So if Maine used ranked choice voting in either of those races, the results would almost certainly get challenged in court, and that would create a huge mess. We wouldn't know who won. It would be largely left to the courts, and nobody wants that to happen, including advocates for ranked choice voting. They just want a constitutional amendment at some point so that the entire system that voters approved would be put in place.
So does this mean we might be using two different kinds of voting in November?
Yeah. So if the people's veto passes in June, yes, we will have two types of systems in place in November, one for the congressional races, one that would be ranked choice, and then the other for gubernatorial and legislative races, which would be the system that we have right now, the plurality-based system. If it doesn't, then the repeal and delayed implementation law that's on the books now that the people's veto seeks to overturn will stand.
I guess we'll see. Okay, Steve, thank you for the breakdown.
Happy to do it.
Also today, Maine Secretary of State certified the Citizens Initiative effort that would establish a new tax to support home care services in Maine. Matt Dunlap's office says proponents of that legislation submitted slightly fewer than 65,000 valid signatures. The minimum is just over 61,000. Maine legislators will now consider the initiative, and they can choose to enact it as it's written or to send it forward to a statewide vote on the November ballot.